This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
As the night ends, John Jansen is sitting there alone laughing at the absurdity.
Well, I wasn't alone.
Well, who are you watching the game with?
I was watching the game with Lisa.
Oh.
Teddy right next to me. He took a long nap yesterday, so he was up late.
Okay.
Yeah. So
I know you guys were family affair last night.
Oh, yeah. It's always a family affair. Sports watching in the Jansen household is always a family affair.
But you were laughing at the absurdity.
I was laughing.
Was Lisa also laughing at the absurdity?
She was laughing at me, which was, I was absurd. But I was laughing because in the Wings' loss, irony was very thick last night. David Perron scores the first goal for the Ottawa Senators. Where did he used to play?
Detroit.
Okay. And then there was a trade target that we had talked about for a couple of weeks. Guy that could come here and maybe give it a little boost, maybe get you the ability to be in position to make the playoffs. And who was that name that we were bantying about?
Dylan Cousins.
And who scored the game winner?
Dylan Cousins.
And so when that happened in the third period, yes, I, in a moment of pain, disgust, disappointment, enter any adjective, I had to laugh. So it's how I cope with things. You know, people talk about my laugh quite a bit. Uncomfortable moments, I like to put a little hilarity in it. And last night, I couldn't help myself. Had to laugh.
And don't forget, they got stoned by a goalie that Jim wanted last summer.
Was Linus Ullmark available?
Mm.
Yeah.
What was that?
That was his attempted.
Was that an alarm?
Yeah.
Oh. I thought it was a dead goose.
Either or.
Boom!
Got dead wings, right?
Yeah.
Not far from it. Yeah. Well, the question we're going to ask here is just simple. Is it over? Is it over? I mean, we can get into the thickness of the irony of last night, the absurdity of it all. If you've watched hockey long enough, you kind of had a feeling that's how that was going to go. When you don't capitalize on 40, damn near 50 shots on net, you know all it's going to take is a ticky-tack call. They go on the power play. Wings have three guys behind their own net for some reason. You just know if you don't capitalize, you're begging the other team to beat you. And there you go. Well, that's six in a row.
And even though things change from year to year, everything changes. Nothing ever remains the same. Let me ask you this question, because I know you have the numbers there somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
In 23, how did the Wings fare at the beginning of March?
I can pull this up. And I'll give full credit to Will Birchfield, 97.1 The Ticket's own. He has this. In 2023, they went on a six-game skid from February 25th to March 5th.
Okay, that's 2023. Team changes a little bit in 2024.
Seven-game losing streak from February 29th to March 14th. Same time span.
And they had an eight-point cushion above the cut line that point.
Yep, they were in a wild card spot. Yep.
Now, they didn't have quite the cushion this year, but what have they been since the, what was it, February 27th?
From the 27th to the 10th, six-game losing skid where they've blown a four-point lead on a wild card spot. So this is the third straight year with a six-game losing streak or more from late February to mid-March where they have left the playoff spot only to come crashing down.
And with the remaining schedule. Now, I don't remember what their schedule looked like or what the ramifications were in 23. I know last year they were playing a number of teams, Buffalo, that to name just one, Arizona, who no longer has a hockey club, that you thought, okay, these should be wins and we have a path to the playoffs. This year's a little bit different because as I look at the schedule, I mentioned it last week. I asked you about the seven games, the points they needed. They've got zero since we mentioned that. And yeah, okay, Wednesday, they play Buffalo at home. That should be a win. It should be a get-right moment for this team. But if it is, they follow it at Carolina, Vegas, at Washington, at Vegas, at Utah, at Colorado. It's not going to get any easier. And then you get to the final six games of the regular season. I think five of those are on the road against playoff teams. You asked the question, is it over? I hate to say it with so many games left, but I just don't see a way that they get right or get right enough to win and to gain enough points to get into the playoffs. They're four back right now. Seems like a mountain.
It does seem like a mountain. And Buffalo should be a win. I can't tell you it's going to be a win. And then you're right. You go through this meat grinder of a schedule.
Why is this happening, though? Like, honestly, three of these games that they've lost in the six-game stretch, I mean, going six games without 1 point is deadly in the NHL.
Especially when three of those, you heavily outshot the opponent. Last night, Utah and Columbus were all 2-1 or better that they outshot the opponent. And they didn't get a point in any of those games.
That's the part that's a little bit, it's not like they're playing awful, you know? And usually teams in a losing streak are in some sort of rut. But I mean, other than just not getting any puck luck, what's happening here? Other than, I said this to you earlier, it's like there's a karma going on here. Is there something to the last two seasons of in play here? Is it getting too coincidental that this has happened the same part of the season every year with the core pieces relatively the same? Kane wasn't here 2 years ago.
And I don't think DeBrincat was either.
No.
But he's been here and Kane's been here the last now two seasons. Mm-hmm. Look, you can't even blame Lalonde now. Right? I mean, I know you can because of the slow start, but I'm saying the current skid is not Lalonde's fault.
No, it's not.
And if they falter at the end, the final six, seven, 8 weeks of the season, while Lalonde's not the coach, I mean, at that point, you look to the players and you look above and you look up to the top, which is Steve, and you ask, is this the team he built?
Well, you know,
is this the team he deserves?
That's kind of where I'm going. And what does that even mean?
I know.
Because you're out shooting teams 2-1. You're not playing horrible. I've been a little critical of Larkin compared to most around here. And some ticket texters say things that I wouldn't even say in terms of leadership and stuff. But it is the one constant. Okay? Is there something there or nothing? What's happened? It's inexplicable, to be quite honest.
I'll give you another example. DeBrincat's a guy that you have dogged, I think, more off-air than on-air.
True.
Right.
Be careful here.
But I thought he played a great game last night. He's peppering shots. He's playing a little goalie with the empty net. He's back checking. Like, he played a hell of a game, and you get nothing to show for it. I mean, there is a level of that makes you think like, well, they're better than this, so you don't want to pronounce them dead. But when you've lost six in a row at a critical juncture, when you've done this back-to-back seasons, when you have the schedule that John has chronicled, you start to feel for a pulse.
Well, I would say,
and I don't know that you're getting one.
I would say most teams, with the way they've outshot the opponent, would go 2-4 in this stretch of games. You would lose one of those games because, yeah, that just happens in the NHL. Is it the Washington game that? I mean, should they have lost that? I mean, that third period was.
Right.
This team is just weird. We said that a couple weeks ago, and I maintain it. They're weird. They're hard to figure out. Well, we know they have flaws, but when they overcome them and play well, like they did last night, it just, what the heck's going on?
To me, it doesn't feel like, even though there are times they play well, I don't feel like they're playing with confidence. And what is one of the things that we have used, a descriptor that the Lions, you know, they coined and they made their own, We saw it at the end of the season last year for the Tigers. We've seen it this year with the Pistons. It's a matter of toughness. It's grit. And I just don't see it in this Red Wings roster.
248-539-9797. That's the phone number. Phone calls, ticket text. Is it over? Six straight. You saw him pepper 50 shots on net last night, still lose, and it's because, well, their penalty kill's lousy, and they just find ways to lose hockey games. If you feel for a pulse, do you feel anything? Is the season officially over? My statement on the season? Go Pistons. Let's direct all of our energy that we've been wasting on this hockey team into the Pistons. But you guys let us know. It's 97.1. If you're injured in a car accident, you're going to go through it. You're going to have stress. You're going to be in some pain. You're going to be confused. Where do I go from here? What I don't want is you to get the runaround. You need someone who actually cares about you. That's KG Law. The phone number, 877-KG-CARES. Check him out, 877-KG-CARES.com. Lawrence KG saw firsthand on his way up in this business that you just get left in the dark. There'd be no communication for months, even years. And then finally, you'd get a small check because those attorneys settled for low. They took what they could get. Lawrence fights for you. He cares about you. He wins. So if you or a loved one has been injured in a car accident, you need to call KG Law now. Visit kgcares.com. It's not just their name. They care. It's kgcares.com. K-A-J-Y. kgcares.com.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Ticket text reacting to our Red Wing question. Simple. Is it over? Six straight losses. Been here before. We know what this looks like. They're not going to make it, right? Season's over. Ticket texter says, of course it's over. I can't understand what Iserman's doing. This is not how I thought it was going to go when he was hired, Tony, in Warren.
They need better goaltending from an unnamed text. Well, that was the difference last night. Ullmark was outstanding for Ottawa. They traded a first in the offseason. They upgraded their goalie. And it may be one of the big reasons they sneak into the last spot. And I know, joke's on them. They're not going to win the cup. So what's the point? Like, the point is you try to win. They also added Dylan Cousins. It was a salt and a wound game last night. David Perron, former Red Wing, scores. Salt and a wound. You've got Hull playing behind his net with two other Red Wings on the PK, leaving the center of the ice wide open. It was a salt and a wound game. Ticket Texter says, are you guys going to call out Sider? You can't put yourself in a position for the ref to make that call. The penalty that led to the game-winning goal. He said he did the same thing in the outdoor game versus Columbus. Dumb penalty leads to a goal. He was playing physical last night. I also felt like Ottawa was embellishing quite a bit. That's not a call I thought should have been made. But
oh, they were flopping?
Yeah, there was some embellishing. Yes. That's what they call it in hockey.
Can you flop in hockey?
Yeah, you can. That's the whole term for it. Embellishment. The Red Wings are now the embarrassment of the city. They're terrible and embarrassing. What a shame for a once-proud franchise. Cookies, it's over, just like last year when they played Ottawa two in a row. I think it was 2 years ago. When they played Ottawa two in a row, it ended everything. They were stonewalled by a great goalie performance. They will not make the playoffs. Season's over. Mike in a truck driving in Ann Arbor.
I think that I don't know. If you're on the other side and you don't think it's over, what is their path to getting back above the cut line? How do they flip the script from where they are now and on this path of, yeah, we can create a lot of shots. We can create a lot out of opportunity. We just can't find the back of the net. And the schedule is the way it is. What is the path to getting back to the playoffs this year? Because I just don't see it.
I think the path is the other teams crap in the bed too. Like that nobody pulls away. Because the Wings are not going to be able to go on some run here with this schedule. Where they
pull a Minnesota Twins.
Where they go 12-6 roughly or something like that. That the other team, the Wings probably max with 18 to go. 10 wins maybe? 10-8?
Yeah, again, they're going to play the Capitals, the Panthers, the Hurricanes, the Avalanche, the Stars, like all the heavy hitters.
I did something there without trying to do it, but if they got 20 points, which is 10 wins.
Yeah.
That's 86 points. That's awful to get in the NHL playoffs, but I think it would be on the table this year. It took the Tigers 86 wins to get in the playoffs.
Something in
I didn't mean to do symbiotic. That until the two hit each other, and I'm like, wait a minute here.
Yeah, well, maybe they can pick up one or two points in the other losses.
I mean, I would say they can't go on a run because of the goaltending and the schedule. But the goaltending didn't do them in last night. You know, the one guy brought up 2 years ago, I think it's a little unfair to pin 2 years ago them kind of fading, losing the two to Ottawa and collapsing. Because I thought, me and you agree, Jim, they were a little bit ahead of schedule then.
2 years
they're
ago,
also
that
younger.
It was pre-DeBrincat, pre-Kane.
Yeah. But last year and now this year, I don't know. Like, I don't know. It's very head-scratching to me if there's something going on here in terms of this team just fading. I don't know.
Hey, look, just turn our attention to the Pistons. They're doing everything that we wanted the Wings to do.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? They added some veteran players around their young guys.
Yeah. The next
they
two
made
games.
A coaching change before the season began. Right? Their stars are blossoming at the right time of the year. Right? They're in the playoffs. And I know the East is not as good in the NBA. My point is everything you've ever asked of this hockey team in the last three seasons, you're getting it from the basketball team in town. So absolutely.
Oh, I told you guys, I thought one of the reasons the Pistons could be better this year, not like this though, I never saw this coming, was that they would simply try every night. They're hard to play against. Yeah. And Yzerman said it the other day with the Wings, they're kind of easy to play against. And maybe that's what the problem is.
And as we get down the stretch too, their schedule is much easier.
Yeah,
comparatively speaking. Oh, and you get two games against Washington. And then if you're looking for a little bit of excitement, can the Pistons have a repeat performance defensively and in terms of aggressive? You mentioned they show up every night. Oklahoma City is in town Saturday night. That might be one where you want to take a look at the tickets and say, you know what, I might want to go down and watch this game. Because how much is that comparable to what we saw them do against Boston? It could be. It could be an exciting moment.
Quick phone call. Matt, you're next up. You're on 97.1.
Hey, how's it going? So, yeah, I do think the season's over. And personally, I think it's time to get rid of Yzerman. Because if his name wasn't Yzerman, he probably would have been fired last year, probably the year before. I wouldn't waste any more money. Suggesting you want to waste some money, why don't you just go to your doctor? pay them to give you a colonoscopy, because that's basically what's happening every time you go to the game. They suck.
Oh.
I've not had a colonoscopy, but I've been to a few Red Wing games. I imagine similar.
I'm tired of watching Eisenman destroy this team. He needs to go.
Well, Matt, the hockey elite would tell you you just don't know puck because it's supposed to take this long. Let's get to Heather with the news.
Well, an investigation is underway after a Warren man, who authorities say was actually armed with an ice pick, was shot and killed by police last night. So police got a call from a woman about a domestic dispute. They said, or she said, that this man was armed with a knife. And she also told police that he was able to flee the scene before anybody could get there to help. Well, police were able to find this man. He had apparently threatened, at least said to the woman, that he was going to injure officers as well with a weapon. And they found him. Apparently he had this ice pick on him. He was shot, was taken to the hospital, but passed away from his injuries. Like I said, everything is still being investigated. Orchard Lake St. Mary's star guard and Michigan commit Trey McKinney has been named Michigan's Mr. Basketball.
Good for him.
By a long shot, it sounds like. He is the 45th recipient of the award and the 13th Wolverine to earn the honor.
Have you seen the award itself?
I haven't.
It's a monster.
Really?
It takes two people to hold it.
What's the what does it look like? What's the shape of it?
I don't know. It's kind of a pyramid sort of deal. The base is gigantic. It literally takes two people to hold it.
I wonder how much it weighs.
That's a terrific question. This seems like it'd be a question I would ask you.
Where do you put it? Because it doesn't go on the mantle, it sounds like.
No.
Heather, it's this photo.
Oh, it is huge.
Yeah.
Well, that's sweet.
That's a drop.
Yes, it is. It is very large. Good for him. Congrats to him.
Yes.
Swimmers. Swimmers, beware. Apparently, the Great Lakes are filled with microplastics.
Oh, yeah.
Scientists are warning that anyone swimming in the lakes could be exposed to high levels of microplastics. And apparently, the situation is the worst in Lake Ontario and Lake Michigan, which people frequent all of the time. Mm-hmm. Microplastics can enter the body through consumption, inhalation, skin contact, and they're associated with long-term ailments like colon cancer, infertility, and respiratory issues. So just think about that every time you go swimming in a Great Lake.
They're everywhere. It's not just our lakes. It's everywhere.
I know. People who eat fish from the Great Lakes as well, they say be a little cautious too, because the microplastic levels in Great Lakes fish are among the highest reported worldwide.
Yeah, so you always get the warnings, like, you know, you can only eat it like once a week, or you can only have two at a sitting.
Man, yikes.
Kind of sucks.
So lots of Americans are adding like some side hustles to their income to offset the higher cost of living. And according to this article, side hustles can pay an average salary ranging from $50 to $150 an hour. And new data shows that almost 40% of Americans say that they have some sort of side hustle. 61% of individuals admit that if they didn't have the second income from the side hustle, things would be too expensive. And I've got a list of the most popular side hustles. And to me, I got to say, these sound more like full-time careers. That to me, a side hustle is like
DoorDash
or walking a dog or pet sitting or, you know, selling crafts or what. I don't know, things like that. But here's this. Lawn care professional, $55 an hour you can make. A bookkeeper, online instructor, sign language interpreter, executive assistant, consultant, project manager, sounds like a career.
Yeah.
Social media marketing specialist, software developer. I mean, to me, that sounds like those would take a lot. Maybe they're just giving fancy titles to things people can do on the side.
Yeah, like the first one was lawnmower.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I'll shovel your driveway. Can I mow your lawn? Can I shovel your driveway? Things like that. Yeah.
Have shovel will work.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So, yes, I am a lawn care professional. But to me, I don't know
but I get your point. You could take it to the extreme where you have a team and you have mowers and you go out, you have properties mapped out.
And
that's not a side hustle at that point. That's a full blown business.
You can't do that business plus a whole nother career. So side hustle to me is the little things. Uber driver, maybe.
Yeah.
Things like that you can do later in the evening after work. Let's see. That's all I've got time for, you guys.
Heather,
I got more. tomorrow.
Heather will have more news tomorrow.
Tune in.
It's 97.1.
Hey, if you don't like being in pictures and you're anxious every time somebody pulls out the cell phone, they're going to take a picture, you're going to be in it. Trust me, I get it. I was there. IdealU is the company you need to contact. You could be 40 pounds lighter in just 40 days. And just think about what that would mean in regards to when somebody pulls out the picture, especially that summer's coming around. We're not going to be wearing as much clothes and there's just going to be more exposed. If you want to lose 40 pounds or up to 40 pounds in 40 days, IdealU.us is where you got to go. I know this program works and it works fast because I lost 50 pounds in those 40 days. I was an overachiever. I also had a whole lot to lose. Book today and IdealU is going to give you a free body composition analysis that's $150 value, absolutely free. And it's going to let you know where you start. You always have to know where you start so you can set your goals and accomplish those goals. They're going to assign you a weight loss coach that helps you every step of the way. They're also going to help you keep the weight off once you achieve your goal. Book your free consultation right now at IdealU.us. IdealU is different than other weight loss companies. It works. And the best part is it works fast. You see results. Lose up to 40 pounds in 40 days and be happy taking those pictures again. Book your free consultation right now at IdealU.us to get your body composition analysis, $150 value, absolutely free.
Ken Kell's call, Wings lose. That's six in a row. We are going to mix the Lions in before the show ends, have some calls and texts on the Wings. We asked the question, is it over? There's still 18 games to go, right?
Yes, there is.
How many points back? Four?
Four.
Okay. Doesn't feel like you should say it's over, but when we've gone through this, we've watched this movie before, we know how it ends. When you go on a 6 or 7 game losing streak this time of year.
Well, we know how it has ended.
Well, we just know you can't throw away games in a playoff chase. You can't fall the way they've fallen the last couple years and get in. Now, look, it's possible. They keep outshooting their opponents 2-1. Everybody else on the bubble kind of skids and keeps the door open. Fine. But John, you, I think, were spot on to say it, and you're hesitant to say it just because there's so many games left. The schedule's brutal. They're not a very good team. They're not getting in.
But you got to beat the teams you're supposed to beat.
Yeah.
And the only thing that you can do right now is take care of Buffalo Wednesday night. Are you going?
No, it's not. It's not part of our package.
Well, they got a shot then.
I'll have to go back and tally my record. I think I'm about 500.
Are you?
I think so.
But I mean, so that's it seems very simplistic, but they have to take it one game at a time. Don't look at what it would mean to beat Carolina or Washington on the road, Vegas, Utah, Colorado. I mean, you say it and you look at it and it seems daunting. Task at hand is Buffalo. Get a win, get 2 points, and who knows what happens around you. You could be Thursday morning within 2 points of a playoff spot.
Yeah.
And then you take Carolina. You take it one game at a time. And you guys have both talked about it. We've mentioned it. They're not playing awful. I don't think they're playing with a lot of confidence, but they're putting the puck in position. They're just not hitting the back of the net. And now maybe you do get a little puck luck. Maybe that's what it takes for this team to get over the hump.
Got to have a break. Didn't get any against Olmark last night.
No.
Texter wants to stick up for colonoscopies. Says, do not compare going to a Red Wing game to a colonoscopy. Says, it's the best sleep you will ever get. You're free and clear. And you get peace of mind knowing there's nothing wrong at the end of it.
Yeah, you definitely won't be bound up.
Let's get to Rob in Sterling Heights. Rob, you're on 97.1.
Hey, good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
I'd just like to say I'm a diehard Red Wing fan, too, along with Montreal. And I think the Red Wings are on the right track. They're not going to win every game, but I think they got the pieces in place. When they're out shooting a tee every game, like 2-1, the chips are going to fall. They're going to fall in place. The only doubt I might have, if you're carrying 3 goaltenders, all that means that you don't have a number one.
Mm-hmm.
But I think next year when they bring up those kids, Costa and St. Augustine from State, I think that's when they really turn a corner. But I have faith. I think they're going to make it this year.
So, yeah, you're right. They're not going to win every game. I just don't know that they're going to win enough. So being a Red Wings fan, it's an individual that goes to the games, you've seen it. With the schedule that remains, and a lot of those games, a lot of those opponents on the road, like Carolina, Washington, Utah, Colorado, Vegas, like Are they good enough to gain enough points against those teams?
Well, if they're not out of any game. They're playing well, except for the third period against Washington. But every game they're out shooting the opponents 2-1, or most games, and most games they are in the game. But they just have to get a hot goaltender, and one's in college and one's in Grand Rapids.
Yeah, I was going to say, I don't think Augustine is going to be anywhere near the NHL next year. And Kosa, we'll see. I mean, part of why Yzerman said he made the Mrazek deal was so they would have two goalies next year, Talbot and Mrazek. And the question was, well, what does that say about Kosa? And he said they'd like to be more conservative. If he forces his way onto the roster, he'll be here. But they're not exactly itching to get him here. They're very comfortable taking their time with Sebastian Kosa. Tom, I see you scooting up to the mic. Are you going to make the point Vasilevsky was already playing 50 games at 22 years old?
It's
he
unfair
was an
to
all-star
put,
at 23 years
that's
old.
That's unfair, you know, to do that to Kosa. However, how do you force yourself? Like seriously,
well.
I mean, you only got so many games left in Grand Rapids, and then
his point was late season push. Maybe I don't know if they're
it
in the
seems
playoffs.
Like the mindset is when somebody like the prospects, if they don't have a chance to make the team in September. That's what it seems like under Yzerman.
Do you remember that Kasper wasn't on the roster when they broke camp this year?
Right.
He only came up under emergency call up.
Right.
You know, they had like injuries or whatever.
They're handling every prospect the same. Okay, is that consistent? But is it right? Like sometimes a kid can come up in any sport and just hit it rolling. I mean, look at what Brant Herder did. I mean, this guy was left for dead in Toledo, call him up, and then all of a sudden some magic happens. Magic can happen. Maybe it's some magic that's going to need to change this.
Yeah.
Just take a shot. I just, it's so hard to be patient.
Hey, Pistons play tonight. I'm serious. Like I feel I like hockey more than basketball, but I feel silly devoting as much time as I had to this Red Wings team.
Well,
seeing how it's going and how we feel it's going
to
end.
It'll be a nice departure.
Yeah.
And you get a chance to watch a good team play against a bad team and hopefully just simply take care of business. They play Washington back to back.
Jump up to the 5 seed maybe.
Possibly. Yeah, move up in the standings a little bit and then have a nice challenge on Saturday. I already mentioned it. OKC coming to town. Might be a night out.
Could be.
Are you allowed to swap your Wings tickets for Pistons tickets?
Someone joked about that.
Same arena.
They said you should sell what remaining Red Wing tickets you have and then use the money to buy
a game.
I bet your Wings tickets are still going more than Pistons tickets.
Oh, I would think so too.
Probably.
So I could end up selling 4 Wings tickets and go to 5 or 6 Pistons games potentially.
Sell all your Wings tickets and go to Pistons playoff games.
Well, there's something.
There's something.
There's an idea. Look at this.
Could be.
The ingenuity.
We'll see the Pistons play in New York like I did in Cleveland with the Tigers.
There we go. All right.
Yeah.
Oh, one last thing on the wing. Seriously.
Yeah.
To get the 90 points, they have to win 12 of their last 18 games.
Yeah.
Anybody see that coming?
I don't.
No.
It might not take 90, right?
No, it might not. I don't see 86. I know you threw that out there earlier. Not that you were throwing that out as, hey, this is the number they got to get to. That might get it done, but who knows? I mean, last year, what was it, 91?
Yeah.
And so early in the season, you wouldn't have thought 91 would have got it done last year. It's going to be a little bit different every season. And this is just a softer conference.
But that makes it all the more kind of
disappointing.
Yes. Like, how much have they really grown because they're playing against garbage half of the conference?
Yeah. So last year, we made the case this is one of the lowest point totals that you've ever needed to make the playoffs, right?
Yeah.
And they still didn't do it. And now you're telling me bar might be even lower.
And you still get under the bar.
Look, I know you brought it up yesterday, and Yzerman can use it as justification for why they didn't buy at the deadline. See, we're just not good enough.
Mm-hmm.
At some point, he's got to make them good enough so they can buy at one of these deadlines so we can avoid this nosedive deal. That
You don't know Puck.
I know.
Yeah, but I think that's more of an off-season issue.
I know I'm just a casual, and I don't know Puck like the experts. And no, I'm not telling you I coach the game or know all the finer points, but these people who act like it's got to be a 10-year from start to playoffs are silly.
Yes, they are.
It'll be 9 years without making the playoffs if they miss this year.
But it's only six on him.
No, I know, but... people will act like it's supposed to take this long.
I'm trying to get him, John.
I'm not doing it.
I'm just letting
Mount
it go.
Costa, I want to see it.
Yeah.
Mike, you got final thoughts. You're on 97.1. Mike in Algonac.
Hi. I just want to say that Steve Yzerman's biggest downfall was the fact when he started signing all these free agents. They didn't hit in the draft, and they have some really good young players, but they have no superstar. And when he started signing all these guys, he just started to think the rebuild was over, and it wasn't. And now he's kind of stuck in a rut, and he can't get himself out of it. And they really should have just kept tanking, bring up the kids, let them develop. And you know, they're just middle of the pack right now and can't get in, and not enough talent.
I mean, I'd argue they're not even middle of the pack right now, which is the issue. Half the teams get in. Middle of the pack would be just simply getting in the playoffs. They've shown they're not even that. And to your point, that's with trying to add some vets and free agency in the past. Yeah, they're just,
right.
You said they're in a rut. They're stuck. I've said stalling, whatever you want to say. It's all the same thing. They're spinning the tires.
Right. Yeah. So it's just, you know, they just need some lottery luck. They need a superstar. And there's no way to get one. Not the way he's drafting. He's drafting good players, you know, and to me, he's just afraid to bring them up. Bring them up. I'd rather see the young kids make mistakes up here than all these overpaid vets that are just not getting it done.
Mike, I appreciate the passion. We appreciate the phone call. I think we're all kind of on the same page with wanting to see the next step.
Yeah, we've been waiting for it for a while.
End on this. Ticket Texter says, this is Mike in Waterford, the Wings have me saying something I didn't think I'd say for a long time. Thank God for the Detroit Pistons.
Yes.
Some thoughts on the Lions as we wrap the show. Carson Anderson coming up at 10. It's 97.1.
When it comes to managing your finances, you need a bank that gets you and is genuinely interested in your success. That's why I bank with First Merchants Bank. Whether it's your business banking or day-to-day personal banking, First Merchants Bank is 100% interested in helping you prosper. First Merchants Bankers are attentive. They're going to take the time to get to know you and build a financial plan that fits your unique situation. And I can tell you it's what they're going to do because it's exactly what they've done for me. And when you make the switch to First Merchants Bank, you're also going to get access to their highly rated mobile banking app with innovative personal finance tools. They're also deeply connected to the community's needs because it's their community as well, and they volunteer and donate to local causes to ensure that we all prosper together. This is the difference of a 100% interest in you. For a better banking experience, visit firstmerchants.com. That's firstmerchants.com. First Merchants Bank, helping you prosper. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
The Women's Hoop Show, a podcast hosted by me, Jordan Robinson, brings you fresh women's basketball voices and breakdowns every week. I'll be joined by hoop experts all year long. Find the Women's Hoop Show on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.